There was this lady that Mark Hankins told this story. There was a lady that was a missionary in another country, and she, in that area, was some kind of disease or something that was killing people. And it so happened that it attacked her, and she caught this same thing that was killing people. And she said, "Lord, what am I to do?" She got her instructions of how to deal with this from hearing from God. And God told her, "Praise me, give me praise, and thank me." And she began to praise God and thank God. And a day went by, 2 days, however long. And what happened was, she saw in a vision two baskets, he said. One was filled with her problem, and the other was a basket of her praise. And that basket was halfway full. And God told her, when that basket outweighs the basket of her problem, her miracle would come to pass. But how did she get that information? She had to be close enough to hear from him. I want to encourage you, get your strategy by spending time with him. You asking this person what I should do and that person what I do. But in Psalm 27, at the end of the chapter, it says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. How to end? He should strengthen your heart. Again, I say, wait on him. There will be times you go in your prayer closet and you say nothing. You just sit still and you wait on him. And this is what happened in the Book of Acts, Jesus, before they see the Holy Spirit, they waited on him. There was a time when they got together and prayed, and while they was waiting and ministering to the Lord and loving on him, the Holy Spirit spoke up and said, "Separate unto me Saul and Barnabas for the work that I've called them." What if today it took a few minutes and we waited on him? Leaving out so much, I don't. What if we waited 1 minute to hear from him? And got quiet and allow him to talk to you. Can we do that? Let's close our eyes. Father God, I know I didn't get 10%, 20% of my message out today. But God, you know the purpose. You know the hearts of everyone here. The calling, the assignment that you have assigned them. Help us, Lord, to see farther into the future that you have planned for us, the purpose that you've called us. Help us to be able to hear you as we draw nigh to you on a day-to-day basis. And Lord, we quieten our hearts down. We quieten our minds. We forget about we at church. And we're just willing to wait on you. Longing for you. Our soul thirsts for you. You mean everything to us. We desire you more than our very next breath, God. We pant for you like fish would for the sea if they was out of the water. We'll do anything for you, Lord. We'll give up anything for you. Ha, 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 ha. Not as I will, but Lord, as you will. not my plan, but the plan that you imparted to me. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 The couple of more things before I close. How am I doing on time? Couple more things. I wanted to get through Psalms 24 that the King of Glory might come in. We want to experience God's glory, which is the manifestation of the goodness of God. And one of the things about good, the Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. I wanted to share this part too. Well, the good gifts are the natural gifts. I shared this in the youth class. The good gifts are the natural gifts. Houses, cars, lands, possessions. Perfect gifts are spiritual gifts. Gift of the Holy Spirit, gift of salvation, praying in tongues. Some last forever, but you know tongues won't last forever. These are called perfect gifts. And both of them, whether in the natural or in the spirit, they come from above. And they come down from the Father of life. That's why the Bible said the Lord is good. That's natural. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see in the natural. Ooh. How do you know he good? But my God should supply all my need. The Lord is my shepherd. I got it so good, I don't want for anything. But if we're going to inherit that, it already belongs to us. But in order for us to get the strategy to acquire what belongs to us, we need to go deeper. We need to go deeper. Do I share this part or not, Lord? Because God gave me light on the difference between what it means to go deeper and what it means to go higher. Do I share this part? It's down here at the bottom. I remember now. When you go deeper, it is in part from what I gather. You're going discipline. It is training you in the revealed knowledge that God has given you. When you're going higher, you're learning new things. This is the first time you've heard it. This is the first time you've seen it. So like when Peter, James, and John went up on the mountain and they heard from God and said, "This is my beloved son whom I will please hear from him." They went higher. They went higher. They had a new experience that they had never had before. And we both need to go deeper, which is our roots, and go higher, which is like our branches. We need to be solid in the word, in the root of the word of God, and our spiritual experiences need to get higher and higher and higher. The glory of God manifests more and more and more, but it's always rooted in the word. Hallelujah. Did you get anything today? I tell you, I probably did 15% of what I have, if that. And it's so much here that I just can't share it all today. But I want to encourage you to take some time every day. This part God spoke to me, he said, you know, find you a time in the day. I know my mom's time. I don't know if she wants to share it, so I won't tell it. But she has a time. She gets up and she spends time with God every day. Every day. Okay. Find you some time. It could be in the afternoon. That's up to you. Where you spend time with God every day. You meet with him. You meet with him. Hallelujah. First Lady. Amen.